Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Colt Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual past while also revealing their distinct roles within Art Beats and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art Beats and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Our brains are set up in an incredible way for recognizing our best friend in a crowd of a million. You could probably do it. You could have a lineup or find the 10 people in the world that look most like your partner and line the 10 of them up, and you could still recognize your partner. So it's a very fascinating thing to try and find out what it is in a face that makes it recognizable.
Wilfred Wood is an artist in London. He specializes in portraits.
I've tried drawing plants and cars and things, but I just get bored in minutes.
About 8 years ago, when he was looking for new people to draw, he got an idea and put out a call for models on Grindr. Will you explain to me what Grindr is? I have this, it's like a dating, it's a dating app, but you can request specific things?
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
It's a filthy pit of disgusting immediate gratification, normally. But which, you know, I can't say that I never brushed paths with in the nicest possible way. But I just discovered that it was possible to get models via it. It turned out really useful in that sort of way, because I there's lots of people you suddenly discover are very willing or actually keen to strip off, lie on my sofa, and I could draw them.
What did you write on your post on Grindr?
Good question. I don't remember exactly. I think it was probably something like, "Hello, I'm looking for models."
I can remember what.
Can you?
I can remember what your username was. Because it's what I referred to you as to all my friends for a long time, was Art Dad was your name, which I thought was quite funny. I don't know, your whole profile kind of did stand out from the rest to me. So I'm Theo, I'm a ceramic artist and I live in London, UK.
What was my profile picture? Was it just a picture of me?
It was a picture of you, but wearing a blue bucket hat.
Oh, how endearing.
Well, I just thought you looked cool. There's a lot of people just kind of post their body or something with no face, and it's kind of
or knob.
Very boring. But looking for models. Yeah, I just kind of thought that sounded like fun and I'd give it a go.
But also, Grindr as an app can be pretty sort of disheartening and nihilistic.
Yeah, I'd really had enough of it. I kind of had met a few other interesting people through it and had kind of weird meetings of kind of, I met someone who was like an astrologer and kind of did my whole star sign chart and things like that. Or, I was kind of more up for those sort of interesting meetings that you'd kind of, like finding people that you wouldn't usually come across through that. It was more along the lines of something I'd be up for trying.
Your mum did a bit, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. My mum used to have a friend who was an artist, and she'd kind of modelled for her a lot. So I was kind of always aware of it as a thing. And I kind of even did one with her as a baby. So I've just been aware of it. I've done life drawing classes myself, kind of as the drawing. It just caught me in the right moment as being up for trying something new.
I'm Phoebe Judge. And this is Love.
You you must have contacted me, didn't you?
Yeah, I messaged first.
And then I saw your photo and thought, gosh, that he looks terrific. I better be careful with this and not look sound too enthusiastic.
And I think I just asked you maybe like a couple of testing questions just to see if you'd give away any sort of obvious signs that you're a creep.
Yes.
And then so we just arranged, as probably just during the day, one day that I'd go over, because you usually always do life drawing from home. So I went over.
Were you nervous to pose?
I'm quite shy, so I think just to meet someone new, more like kind of almost talking to them or having to kind of, that I'm more nervous in that way, I think. But I felt comfortable enough to, I mean, it's only for a split second. I think maybe just taking your clothes off is a bit intimidating, maybe at first, but then as soon as you start drawing, then that quickly goes away.
Yeah, and the first time I drew Theo, I just knew that, you know, he was absolutely great, because partly it's a combination of sort of attitude and actual physicality, because he's thin and bony. So you get all these brilliant sort of knobbly knees and sticking out elbows and stuff like that. And he's got a fantastic face with a dark eyebrows and a big brow and
big ears,
huge nostrils. His friends call him the Black Wall Tunnel, which you won't know about in America, but it's a tunnel that goes under the Thames in London, and it has two great big black holes which the cars go in and out of, obviously. Yeah, so
I'm not just called that anyway. That does come from one of Wilfred's drawings, where I was lying with my head right back, and the drawing you could see, right, it was kind of, my nostrils were huge in the middle of the picture.
Yeah, I mean, he's absolutely great to draw, but also he just had a sort of very calm demeanor and seemed to actively enjoy being still and being drawn, which is key, because if you're trying to draw or paint someone who slightly doesn't want to be there or is very fidgety, it's really difficult. You need the model to give themselves to you. Properly give themselves to you for an hour or two, whatever it is. And the other thing is that Theo seemed to know naturally the next pose to get into, sort of thing. So I didn't have to say, oh, can you stick your leg out and try a hand on your hip, sort of thing. He just immediately would naturally sort of just move, turn around or something. And I say, yeah, that's brilliant. Just stay like that if that's all right. And he would. And so it happens super naturally and easily.
I did just really enjoy kind of that extended period of time without your having your phone or any like other distractions going on. And at first your brain kind of gets all a bit busy with thinking of all the things you need to do that day, and they slowly kind of drift away, and it's almost a bit meditative, and kind of it felt really nice and relaxing. Just keeping still, but still slightly doing an activity and kind of with that interest of seeing what the end result will be as well.
It felt natural to you?
Yeah, I was surprised actually, because I'm quite an energetic person. I like to be active, but then, very quickly I felt super relaxed into it, and kind of you almost like, yeah, just sort of really go into like a meditation. And it just kind of, I think, quite naturally felt let's arrange to do it again soon, kind of thing. You used to always play really interesting music, so while I was kind of lying there or posing, I was always just listening to the music, and kind of that was like, I really liked, I felt like we had a similar taste. So sometimes I'd stay a bit longer and listen to music a bit and have a drink, and that was really nice as well. But yeah, it just felt really natural and easy to kind of sit and spend that time with you and talking, and did that for almost a year, on and off, and yeah, kind of really becoming a full-on proper friendship, I think.
I suppose to some degree he's a very opposite sort of character to me, because I'm quite sort of... In a way, sort of pushed along by a sort of slightly nervous energy. And it's slightly sort of frantic in me. I've got a feeling that time's running out and that I might be knocked off my bike tomorrow. And this is my last chance to try and do some good work. And Theo is calmly existing. And it's a good foil for me, in a sense. And plus, I mean, he's just got bags of charm, which is an indefinable sort of thing, but he's a extremely smiley sort of person. And just, he sort of melts people's defences, I think, with a warmth and a he's extremely real and genuine. There's no sort of side to him, I would say. And all those things, you know, gradually become apparent through a friendship initially.
When did things start to change?
It was my birthday party in my house. So there are about 30 people or something like that. And it so happened that I asked Theo.
But I think before your birthday, I had slightly already come round to the... I knew that I liked you more than friends kind of thing. But I'd slightly thought, oh, it's kind of maybe now or never. Shall I ask if I should stay?
It really takes booze, though, this sort of situation. I mean, it was so... I think we were probably so tentative, both of us, about anything happening.
But I had been really sort of, I think, trying to pluck up the courage for a little while before. And then sort of with a bit of Dutch courage, I did it.
Theo told us that after he'd left Wilfred's birthday party that night, he was sitting at the bus stop waiting for his bus home when he realized he had to say something. And then he texted Wilfred, "Do you mind if I actually come back and stay with you?" Wilfred wrote back, "Come." Theo says, "I ran all the way back to his house grinning, heart pounding, excited."
And I couldn't absolutely believe it. He stayed at my house, and that was that. And I was absolutely astonished and amazed, because I never had any idea whatsoever, after drawing him for a year and knowing each other quite well, that he liked me in that sort of way at all.
We'll be right back. Support for This Is Love comes from Shopify. If you've ever had a dream of starting your own business, Shopify can be a great place to start. Shopify is an online platform that lets you sell things online and in person, and makes it incredibly easy to accept all kinds of different payment methods, figure out how to charge taxes, how to charge shipping, and get detailed top-down views on how your sales are going. Some of your favorite brands already rely on Shopify to power their online shops, like Rothy's, Brooklinen, and Allbirds. But you don't need to be well-established to use Shopify. They'll help you at every stage of your business and have tools to help people who are just starting out, like their AI-powered tool, Shopify Magic, or their built-in marketing tools that can help you create and analyze campaigns. Shopify grows with your business, no matter how far or big you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/thisislove, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/thisislove now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/thisislove. How did things change once the two of you became a couple?
I was nervous because we'd become such good friends, and that was so nice as well. I was nervous of kind of that. I didn't want that to change. Because it was your birthday, we spent the next day together. It kind of immediately felt that we could kind of carry on as we were, which we did. We've kind of always sort of just stayed with that kind of really good friend feeling, obviously.
For me, it was just marvellous from the word go when we got together that Theo was my model on tap. You know, so if he stayed an extra hour in bed, that was a chance for me to do some drawing. But he still liked actively being my model as well. So he's always been my kind of experimental model. So if I'm trying to start to use acrylics or watercolors or something like that, I'll always push it first with Theo, because he doesn't mind if things go wrong. He doesn't mind being made to look weird. I mean, he'll go along with my experiments.
It's so nice as well that we've been able to, because that's how our relationship started. But then to be able to kind of continue that throughout, even if it's sometimes become more casual, like if it's just that I'm reading a book and Wilfred starts drawing me, but it always feels like this connection between us that, so it's quite like a grounding thing that, I don't know, whatever else is going on, if we kind of come back and do some drawing together, it just feels really nice, and it just connects us and kind of grounds our relationship always. So it's like quite a strong thing that we've had to kind of take us through these years.
What's it like when the two of you fight?
Absolutely not bloody awful. But, we had a terrible row about a month ago. Oh my God.
But both of us, we're really not big fighters. We both strongly, as maybe many people do, but we strongly dislike confrontation. And so, but that being said, like, we find it very hard to do, avoid it a bit too much. And so then, yeah. We can just have like small arguments and they feel horrible, kind of thing.
It's taken ages for us to be able to argue at all, really, because we're both so loath to do it. But I think as Theo says, the problem is if you don't argue, it builds up, some things build up, and then you have an explosion and it's a nightmare. But I heard that it's the most basic thing on earth, but I just was listening to the radio the other day and someone said it's perfectly fine to argue, it's completely normal, you're bound to argue, the thing is the making up. And that just, you know, that just seems like a universal truth, but it's taken us a long time to be able to argue.
Yeah, and it's obviously not a nice thing to do in the moment, but it always feels like, I mean, we always both actively try and make up afterwards, and then it still feels like moving forward in some way, or like steps forward and learning more about each other.
Is it easier or harder, Wilfred, to draw someone you know well?
It's really funny, because basically with Theo, I could almost draw him, you know, in a kind of shorthand, because I know it so well, and I know all the bits to look out for, to make sure I do, so that it looks something like him. But then when I'm drawing or painting friends, I always think it's so much more difficult to draw them, because I really know what they look like. Whereas a stranger, I'm much more easily satisfied, and I think, oh, that'll do, that looks quite like them. So I think probably what it actually is that strangers are easy because you're easily satisfied. Friends that you know really well, but you only draw once or twice, that's really difficult. But if you get anyone and draw them repeatedly, then you start to really know what they look like. You get a kind of 3D model in your head. I've got such a memory sort of bank of all different angles of Theo in my head.
Do you think you know his face now better than anyone else's?
Yes, without doubt.
How have the drawings changed over time?
It's hard to tell, because it's happened over such a long period of time. But sometimes we've looked through and there are definitely ones I can tell are the very, very early ones. They're like vastly different in, kind of now is that there's like no holding back in kind of any bright red or like, yeah, splodginess or funny looking and kind of, but I think definitely they were more tentative to start.
The portraits are done in pen, colored pencil, wax pencil, pastels, and watercolors. They're often in black and white. And when there is color, it might be red blush on Theo's cheeks or blue on his eyelids. Some of them look like a quick impression of a moment. Theo's features are sometimes exaggerated, his cheekbones sharper, his teeth bigger. There's a portrait of Theo sitting on the couch looking at his phone, a portrait of him knitting, Theo sleeping. A lot of them are playful and funny, with Theo making a face or grinning at Wilfred. After Wilfred had been drawing Theo for about 2.5 years, they realized they had a very large collection of portraits. And in 2019, they decided to put together an exhibit. It was called Drawings of My BF.
Kind of just presented itself as this full body of work. But there'd never been that sort of plan with them beforehand. But kind of, I think at one point we just sort of opened the drawer and there was just these hundreds of drawings, and it kind of almost seemed like the obvious thing to do with them.
What was it like to see yourself, Theo, on the walls of a whole gallery and see people there looking up at all of these drawings of you?
Yeah, it was quite weird. I think the whole thing felt quite surreal. Because it's, until then, it had just been this sort of private thing that we'd just done together always, and kind of with like nobody watching or no one's sort of opinion on the drawings or anything like that. And then you did the way you hung the show, you put them in chronological order around the room. So, you could kind of see that like slow change like around the room, kind of from the early ones to the later, and kind of going through different phases and things. It's like a kind of map or timeline of our relationship as well. Like kind of there are some that we've done on holiday together and things like that. And it kind of felt like this whole sort of summary of the kind of two of us as well together.
I've been really interested to realise that I think you could almost do with one model for the rest of your life, because every single day there's different light. You've got a million different positions, and everyone has so many different aspects of their personality or moods. Or, you know, there's, if you enjoy drawing someone, you get on well, you can depict them in so many different ways. It's just about inexhaustible.
Yeah, it does feel quite infinite. I mean, it just, there, yeah, anything like, yeah, I've been ill or broken my arm or have a haircut or have a spot on my face or something, but that's like all of those are new things constantly for new drawings.
You know, I think a lot of us, most people, have the experience of someone taking a picture of them, and the, you know, this little awkward second of someone taking a picture and smile, and then it's over. But I don't think many people have the experience of being drawn, of having someone stare at them so intently for so long and try to capture something about them. What does it feel like to have someone do that, Theo?
You can really feel it as well. Wilfred does draw very quickly, but it can sometimes still be half an hour or up to an hour or more, and often I can't see what he's doing as well, so it's I can just like, yeah, feel the kind of being studied and feel the eyes. And then I really love listening to the sounds as well, like the sound of the pencil or something on the paper. I can hear quite clearly in the room, and you can kind of almost try and imagine yourself like wondering which part that is, or you can kind of almost feel yourself being constructed on the paper, I guess, slightly as if like a very long, slow photo is being taken of you. It just is that kind of intimate exchange. I mean, even now, if we do it quite casually sometimes, it always does feel like a kind of close bonding thing.
When you finish a drawing, Wilfred, do you immediately show it to Theo? Do you kind of look at it together and
yes,
talk about it?
Not always.
Well, nearly always, I think. No? And Theo's incredibly encouraging, nearly always, which is lovely, because I'm always absolutely racked with doubt after every single thing I do. And Theo will usually, you know,
laugh
or have a little jump of energy when he sees it, which is so nice. And it just keeps me going till the next one.
Yeah, I do like, I think my favourites are always the ones where I kind of basically look quite ugly or funny or silly. I just think that I definitely compared to a photo, I wouldn't like a photograph of myself like that, but a drawing with that kind of energy or like, and like Wilfred's energy and kind of character input into it is really funny to see, and I enjoy that.
There are differences in our life experience and what we, you know, what we talk about, think about, what we like, cultural things, going out, yeah, any number of obvious things that you could think of. But when it's artist and model, it's some sort of flat ground where Theo knows his job and I know my job, and we're not chatting, but we're concentrating, and there's some sort of energy that buzzes between us, which is a lovely thing that is quite hard to describe, but it's almost like it's like a sort of form of communication that is an unusual one.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I was just wondering then as well, like how essential it is to our relationship. It's hard to like disentangle now. But yeah, like because we are quite different as people, and I wonder where we would be if we didn't have this, that as our kind of common ground base thing.
I think it's probably, you know, it's the glue that's held us together is putting it very strongly. I don't think it's quite that, but it's certainly the foundation of our relationship, you might say.
Yeah. And for both of us, this is the longest relationship that either of us have been in. And I think that's been such a... I've just always found it the kind of a real... a strong thing that's helped us kind of... go on this long, I think.
Like a consistent thing,
yeah.
when other things have been difficult.
Yeah, and other things change a lot, but then this feels like a kind of constant that we can always return to and feel that kind of initial spark again, or like that. So that's kind of always, we're carrying that through all the way.
Because you have this dedicated time to really pay attention to each other.
Yeah. Definitely. And and just that, like, yeah, the kind of no words need to be exchanged or anything. It's more that, yeah, like the energy exchange and really kind of being in sync with each other and that sort of harmony thing. Definitely.
On the day we spoke, Wilfred had just done a painting of Theo that morning. He says he's drawn Theo more than 1,000 times. This Is Love is created by Lauren Spohr and me. Nadia Wilson is our senior producer. Our producers are Susanna Robertson, Jackie Sajiko, and Libby Foster. Our technical director is Rob Byers. Engineering by Russ Henry. You can see Wilfred Wood's drawings of Theo Adamson in a short documentary by James Cooper called Love Means Drawing Your Boyfriend 1,000 Times. We'll have the link on our website. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at This Is Love Show. This Is Love is recorded in the studios of North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. We're part of the Vox Media Podcast Network. Discover more great shows at podcast.voxmedia.com.
Support for this show comes from Art, Beats, and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Cult Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art, Beats, and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright. exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual past while also revealing their distinct roles within art, beats, and lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari, W, and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu.
Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.